T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me ask you first off about this commentary or this op-ed from these pediatric researchers who say, really, we should just be sending our kids back to school. Let's go ahead and give it a shot. What are your thoughts on that?
I appreciate the research, and I appreciate the inclusivity of information. And I believe local leaders are making appropriate decisions. There is tremendous validity to this research as it relates to the pediatric population. But we're still in the midst of the pandemic, so I think we're going to march carefully down this road. No one wants to see anything but a success as we deal with the infection rate of this disease. So I'm grateful for the research that they're providing.
Is it growing more apparent that children are not affected by COVID-19 as much as adults?
When you look at the information and you dig deep, that's absolutely correct. We're seeing that the vulnerable populations are those that are older or suffer from some other illness, some contributing factor, but that young children are very unlikely to contract the disease and experience serious or fatal outcomes.
When it comes to the possibility of opening schools in the fall and making those decisions, Dr. Barrett, should we be more concerned about the adults, the teachers, the administrators, the staff members on those campuses?
That's exactly the point. We need to be very mindful of those that work in those environments. I've always said a classroom is like a petri dish of disease. I mean, every child brings some type of illness into the classroom. It's just the reality of the profession. But yes, we should be very mindful of the teachers and those that work with students of the contamination, the cross-contamination. So that would be my biggest concern, not the infection of the students, but the contamination or the infection of those that work with students.
I want to ask you about this contact tracing. They tell us it is crucial tool to help stop the spread of COVID-19, but we're also hearing that a lot of folks, especially younger people, do not want to cooperate. Is contact tracing at this point, is it a futile effort?
I don't think it's a futile effort. It is one other possible response. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not sure that we have the sophistication sufficient to make it valid and applicable. I mean, let's be honest. There's some basic things that we can be doing, as simple as distancing, as simple as wearing a mask. That's a far greater impact than perhaps some of the techniques that are being suggested. And then you add to the complexity and individuals' rights, I think it causes more problems than solutions.
The latest from Governor Abbott, he says he expects these current numbers in Texas to likely get worse in the next week. That'll put us out a couple of weeks after the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Do we have another chance starting right now to get this right and turn things around?
Oh, I think we're getting it right. I think we're getting it right because we've never been through a pandemic of this nature in our history. So what the governor and the leadership in this great state of Texas are doing is they're testing and they're probing and they're moving forward. will we make everyone happy? No. Will there be criticism? Sure. But I'm certainly an advocate of what's being done. We release, and then we reconfirm, and then we determine, and then we move forward. So I think we've talked about this. You've done some excellent reporting on the second and third and fourth wave of this pandemic. We've got to expect it. It's just the nature of a pandemic. And you can't close down the entire world and expect zero impact. So I think moving back from elective surgeries, I think that's but one indicator that we're really moving forward and stepping back and moving forward and stepping back as we walk down this road.
Obviously, it's tragic that people are still dying from this virus each day in Texas and across the country. Considering what we have learned, Dr. Barrett, about COVID-19, should we fear it less than maybe we did 2 or 3 months ago?
I don't think we should fear it less, but we understand it more. When we look at the intent to flatten the curve, remember, the intent was to reduce the overwhelming surge that would fall upon healthcare providers. And we've done an excellent job of that in the North Texas area. We have seen that healthcare providers are able to handle the care. I am not aware of any incident where an individual has met their demise because they didn't have the healthcare resources, that they didn't have clinical capacity or capability. We have individuals that have passed away, and that is tragic. And there are contributing factors and comorbidities that we're investigating in right now. We see that with virtually every illness. There are people that have cardiovascular disease, which we don't know why, suffering from lung cancer or a number of other maladies. We're trying to figure it out. But what I'm most concerned about is the possibility that this overwhelming surge of cases could overwhelm a healthcare institution or organization. And we are just not that there in the North Texas area. We are in very fine shape. And let's be fair, we have excellent leadership in the healthcare arena, great systems that are working together, talking with public officials. It really is. When we look back on this, I believe we're going to be very proud of what we were able to accomplish in such a difficult and challenging time.
And speaking of, you have extensive experience in the local healthcare industry. The feds are going to be sending in some reinforcements to help out our folks who have been working so hard during this pandemic, the doctors, nurses, and so on. How big a difference will that make?
I think it will be helpful. I will tell you one thing that we as a community can continue to do is we can pray and support and thank those that are in the trenches working diligently. So if you know someone who's a provider, give them the support that they need. Be a little kinder, a little more helpful. They're working diligently. And so support from outside the area will be limited. It'll have some impact, but the real work will be done by the men and women that are in the trenches today. A small effort is to wear a mask. Now, you can't make me wear a mask. I get that. But could you please, and through the kindness of your heart, hopefully minimize the spread of infection? That I think is an expression of appreciation for healthcare providers. No one's making you do it, but it sure would be. We sure would be grateful if you would.
And one last thing, we're getting some new guidance from Gilead today on remdesivir. It appears they are saying that it is cutting the death rates even more than thought. Is that turning out to be an even more effective tool in this fight than first believed?
You know, it appears to be. You couple that with some new protocol for treatment in the intensive care unit space that clinicians are saying has been very, very helpful in treating this illness. 3 months ago, we were scrambling to figure out how to treat this illness, and it was upper respiratory, and it was a serious question on what the most effective treatment protocol would be. This is but one example of clinicians coming to agreement that there is possibility for improved protocols and improved pharmaceutical intervention. So I don't think this will be the last story, but it certainly is very, very encouraging to hear what we're hearing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.